Good day and happiness, dear Rosalind.
Why, how now, Orlando? Where have you been all this while? You a lover? And you served me such another trick? Never come in my sight more.
My fair Rosalind, I come within an hour of my promise.
Break an hour's promise in love? He that will divide a minute into a thousand parts, and break but a part of the thousandth part of a minute in the affairs of love, it may be said of him that Cupid has clapped him on the shoulder, but I warrant him heart whole.
Pardon me, dear Rosalind.
Nay, no be so tardy, come no more in my sight. I'd as lief be wooed of a snail.
Of a snail?
I am a snail. But though he comes slowly, he carries his house on his head. A better joint should I think than you make a woman. Besides, he brings his destiny with him.
What's that?
Why, horn.
Virtue is no horn maker, and my Rosalind is virtuous.
And I am your Rosalind.
It pleases him to call you so, but he hath a Rosalind of a better lure than you. Come, woo me, woo me. For now I am in a holiday humor and like enough to consent. What would you say to me now, and I were your very, very Rosalind?
I would kiss before I spoke.
Nay, you had better speak first. And when you were graveled for lack of matter, you might take occasion to kiss. Very good orators were there out, they would spit. And for lovers lacking, God Warlock, matter, the cleanest shift is to kiss.
I'll the kiss be denied.
Then she puts you to entreaty, and there begins your matter.
Who could be out being before his beloved mistress?
Marry, that should you, if I be your mistress, or I should think my honesty rankle than my wit.
Part of my suit?
Not out of your apparel, and yet out of your suit. Am not I your Rosalind?
I take some joy to say you are, because I would be talking of her.
Well, in her person, I say I will not have you.
Then, in mine own person, I die.
No, faith, die by attorney. The poor world is almost 6,000 years old. And in all this time, there was not any man died in his own person, vi dilicit, in a love cause. Troilus had his brains dashed out with a Grecian club. Yet he did what he could to die before, and he's one of the patterns of love. Leander, he would have lived many a fair year, though a hero had turned nun, if it had not been for a hot midsummer night. For good youth, he went but forth to wash him in the Hellespont and been taken with the cramp was drowned. And the foolish chroniclers of that age found it was Hero of Sestos. But these are all lies. Men have died from time to time, and worms have eaten them, but not for love.
I would not have my right Rosalind of this mind, for I protest her frown might kill me.
By this hand, it will not kill a fly. But come, now I will be your Rosalind in a more coming on disposition. And ask me what you will, I will grant it.
Then love me, Rosalind.
Yes, take will I. Fridays and Saturdays and all.
And wilt thou have me?
I and 20 such.
What says thou?
Are you not good?
I hope so.
Why then, can one desire too much of a good thing? Come, sister, you shall be the priest to Marius. Give me your hand, Orlando. What do you say, sister?
Ready, Marius.
I cannot say the word.
You must begin, will you, Orlando?
Go to. Will you, Orlando, have to wife this Rosalind?
I will.
Aye, but when?
Why now, as fast as he can marry us.
Then you must say, I take thee, Rosalind, for wife.
I take thee, Rosalind, for wife.
I might ask you for your commission, but I do take thee, Orlando, for my husband. There's a girl goes before the priest. And certainly a woman's thought runs before her action.
So do all thoughts. They are winged.
Now, tell me how long you will have her after you have possessed her.
Forever and a day.
Say a day without the ever. No, no, Orlando. Men are April when they woo, December when they wed. Maids are May when they are maids. But the sky changes when they are wise. I will be more jealous of thee than a Barbary cock pigeon over his hen, more clamorous than a parrot against rain, more newfangled than an ape, more giddy in my desires than a monkey. I will weep for nothing like Diana in the fountain, and I will do that when you are disposed to be merry. and I will laugh like a hyena, and that when I am inclined to sleep.
But will my Rosalind do so?
By my life, she will do as I do.
Oh, but she is wise.
What else she can't have the wit to do this? The wiser, the way with her. Make the doors upon a woman's wit, and it will out at the casement. Shut that, it will out at the keyhole. Stop that, it will fly with the smoke out of the chimney.
For these 2 hours, Rosalind, I will leave thee.
Alas, dear love, I cannot lack these 2 hours.
I must attend the Duke at dinner. By 2 o'clock, I'll be back with thee again.
Aye, go your ways, go your ways. I knew what you would prove. My friends told me as much, and I thought no less. That flattering tongue of yours won me. 'Tis but one cast away, and so come death. 2 o'clock is your hour?
Aye, sweet Rosalind.
By my troth, and in good earnest, and so God mend me, and by all pretty oaths that are not dangerous, if you break one jot of your promise, or come 1 minute behind your hour, I will think you the most pathetic break promise, and the most hollow lover, and the most unworthy of her you call Rosalind, that may be chosen out of the gross band of the unfaithful. Therefore, beware my censure, and keep your promise.
With no less religion than if thou wert indeed my Rosalind. So, adieu.
Well, time is the old justice that examines all such offenders, and let time try. Adieu.